There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So the question we're asking you this morning here on The Agenda, formality. I want your take on formality this morning, if we could, please. Do you still appreciate being addressed as sir or madam? Or do you think that is just a formality too far? Is it something of a bygone era? And do we need to readdress formality moving forward? Plus, we're taking a look at dress codes at the workplace. Have you seen a loosening, a relaxing of your dress codes without your workplace? And during the summer months, when things are hot, hot, hot out there, should there be more relaxed dress codes in and around the workspace? Your thoughts, please, will be appreciated on all of these and much, much more. George is alongside me as well, and I suppose that's one of the beauties of, well, that's always been one of the beauties of radio, hasn't it, is that you could pretty much dress down. You didn't have to be too formal. Gone are those days, though, now that we've got a window on the world.
Well, and it's all changed now. They've started putting cameras in the studio as well. And some of those cameras live stream. And so all of a sudden you feel a bit self-conscious. Not least because everyone out in the office can see us. Literally, they can watch us.
So now you have to make an effort. Why are we having this conversation today? Well, the newly opened Radisson Blu Hotel Dubai Waterfront in Business Bay has, get this, banned formal address terms until the 19th of July. Anyone caught saying sir or ma'am? Will be fined 25 dirhams. This campaign to create a more friendly atmosphere. The hotel management said the informal and casual approach will put customers at ease and make communications more engaging and meaningful. Staff will address each other by their first names, regardless of their positions. Three staff members who have the highest boycott score will be rewarded the Friendliest Hoteliers Award by Radisson Blu and receive weekend getaways as gifts. We're going to be having more on this one. We're going to be hearing from the Radisson Blu team a little later on in the show as well. But do send us your thoughts on this one. A couple of points that I picked up on. Just want to get your thoughts on this one, Georgia, which is interesting that they've given themselves this test period, if you like. It's only until the 19th of July, so it's going to see how it goes over the next few weeks.
Well, that's very sensible, because people might not like it. I have to say, it's one of the peculiar things about Dubai. I remember arriving 4 years ago and being called ma'am for the first time, and my nanny calling me ma'am, and then my husband being called Sir Nick. I'm like, I don't know when he got knighted, but now I like it. But at the time, I found it very, very strange, especially because it made me feel a lot older. I mean, being called mom, in the UK, you only call the Queen mom. And then after you've called her Your Royal Highness. So I found it very strange, but now I like it. And I like being called Sir Mom as well. I think that's just so Dubai. It's genius.
There is certainly a move for a relaxation of traditional hospitality standards of formality, and I think that's one of something that I've certainly noticed recently. We've got a couple of new brand hotels here in the region where it is a more one of the new Rove hotels.
Oh yeah,
and they take a very sort of laid back, laissez-faire approach, if you like. You know, there is no, you don't have the formalities of valet parking and things like that. They challenge you to actually park your own car.
That's ghastly.
Heaven forbid. But it's practical as well. And it's a very sort of open space. It's a big open workspace as well. I just felt it was a very relaxed vibe. And certainly that seems to be what a number of the mid-range hotels are trying to do at the moment. So I suppose whether formality, one of the questions here is whether formality and the formalities that we've become accustomed to are part of a five-star service that you are assuming you're going to get and assuming you're paying for.
I mean, we've had some fascinating people on the Business Breakfast in the past where they've talked about the sort of changing trends in hotels and the fact that older people like to be greeted at the hotel. They like to be formally greeted, brought to the desk. They like to be talked through everything and taken to their room, carefully with their luggage. Whereas millennials, and I have to say, I'm not normally a millennial, but I count myself in this. If I don't have to see someone checking in, my life is better. I would like to walk in, swipe my phone and walk straight up to my room on myself. I don't need to be greeted. I don't need to be offered coffee or dates. I just want to get to my room. I don't want to be hanging around, especially with, kids biting my ankles and trying to jump in the fountain. And so, but there is this move towards deciding who your customer is. And I suppose these more sort of mid-range hotels are aiming more for the younger market. And therefore, they will become more casual and they will become more relaxed about how they greet people. Although I don't want to be like, you don't want people at the hotel saying, hey, dude, or anything like that. There has to be a certain amount of courtesy.
Yeah, I suppose what's going to be interesting about this, and as I said, we're going to be speaking to the team at the Radisson Blu in just a few moments' time, so make sure you stay tuned for that one. It's a two-way thing, isn't it? Because obviously they're trying to do away with the sir, madam, ma'am culture that has grown up. But equally, it's the way that they talk amongst themselves as well, and the staff will address each other by their first names, regardless of positions within the hierarchy of the hotel itself. And that's one thing that's always got me, and it's a sort of something of a running joke with my children at home, is because the number of places we go to, be it in hotels, be it out in public, be it supermarkets these days, where people wear name badges, and I try and make a point of always addressing somebody by their name. Because if you're wearing a name badge, otherwise what's the point?
It is a bit weird that you do that. Doesn't it freak them out?
Why then wear a name badge?
Well, I think it's...
You've got your name in front of you.
Don't they look a bit shocked every time you do it? It almost feels like you're crossing a sort of, I don't know, a sort of privacy barrier.
So why would you wear the name badge in the first place then? That's my point.
Well, because the hotel makes them do it, but they don't necessarily... I don't know. I think using their name, I mean, it's a charming trait and it's quite sweet, but do you feel like you cross a privacy barrier there?
Not really, no. I feel that I am doing what it says on the tin. If somebody wears a name badge, then obviously they want me to know what their name is. So why therefore wouldn't you use it? Getting into a Kareem car or an Uber car or something like that when you see the driver's name in front of you.
And you say hello. I mean,
good
my
morning,
driver
Abdul,
yesterday was
good morning,
Farouk.
Yeah.
You say hello. Well, I think that's a really charming thing to do, and it shows a high level of courtesy. It's pretty unusual. Do people look shocked?
Not all the time. Sometimes.
So
I suppose,
like,
especially
I'll have a coffee, please.
If you've forgotten your name badge and you have to borrow someone else's, then it gets a little bit... No, I think it's common courtesy that if somebody... You know, if I buy a cup of coffee and somebody makes a barista makes a cup of coffee, if he or she has got a name badge on, you thank them personally for it.
This reminds me of the thing they do in Starbucks, where they ask your name now for the coffee cups.
Oh yeah, never give your own. No. Always throw them a sort of, you know, a bit of a curveball, a bit of a wide one on that one.
I mean, I've got, we basically, one of my girlfriends left Dubai last year, Daisy, and she loved her coffee every day. And so as a leaving present, everyone went into Starbucks and tried to say their name as obscurely as possible and take photographs of the coffee cups of all the random things. And we sent them all to her.
Oh, you guys, I tell you. Listen, we're asking your thoughts on formality this morning here on the agenda. We will be talking to the team at Radisson Blu Hotel Dubai Waterfront in just a few moments' time. We'll be talking to hoteliers and etiquette experts on all things formality, be that address-wise, but also be that in terms of, a little later on in the show, we're going to turn our attention to dress codes and whether they should be loosened a little during the warmer months. Let's get to the team from the Radisson Blu just a few moments' time. They're going to be giving us the latest as to why they've taken this initiative and how it's been received thus far. Thanks so much indeed for tuning in to Dubai Eye 103.8. Thanks for being part of the agenda. We take a look at formality, specifically here on the hospitality front. This following on from news from one of Dubai's most sought after, but one of not just Dubai's, but one of hospitality's best known brands out there, bringing in a very novel new approach to hospitality here in the region. This is a new initiative by the newly opened Radisson Blu Hotel, Dubai Waterfront in Business Bay, who's banned formal address terms until the 19th of July. To tell us a little bit more about the initiative, we're joined now by the executive assistant manager, joining us live on the line. Odile de Groot joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Odile. Thanks so much indeed for taking time to speak to us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the campaign.
All right, so we've launched the No Sir, No Ma'am campaign in our hotel. It's got to do with the philosophy of our hotel to be the friendliest five-star hotel in Dubai. So basically what we're trying to do is to create a more personalized service, and we want our employees to try and use guest names as much as possible. and this helps them to build relationships with the guest, so that in case of any issues or if the guest needs something, they feel like they have more connection with our team members.
So why the decision to bring this new policy in? Why are you doing this?
Okay, so the thing is also when you, like I said, once you build a relationship with the guest, it also helps the team member create a bit more confidence when speaking to them. So it, like we said, it's for all team members across the hotel, so from management to stewarding, for example. And we just want them to feel more confident when talking to the guests in our hotel.
So if I turn up a little later on, if I come on down to the property, if I walk into the Radisson Blu Hotel down at Dubai Waterfront and Business Bay, how will I be greeted?
Okay, so first of all, when you walk into the hotel, so we want them to say hello.
Yep.
And welcome to our hotel, and then offer their name in order to get yours, and then create that relationship with you.
In terms of how it's been received, this new policy, what's been the overall sort of reception to this? Have there been those that have welcomed it? Have there been those that have not welcomed it?
To be honest, so far so good. So yeah, we're getting feedback in regards to your team's really friendly, and they recognized me. So far the feedback has been good.
Talk to me about the fining system, because 25 dirhams we read is the fine that's going to be imposed to try and prevent people from using the sir and ma'am and madam phrases. What's going to happen to that money at the end?
So the person, the staff member who has the least amount of black points will get a weekend stay, and then the team that has the least amount of black points will get a team building activity.
In terms of, it's not a bad habit, but I'm using that as a sort of example. I mean, we're trying to coach people out of bad habits. If you're trying to coach your world-class staff to not use the word sir or ma'am, are they finding it straightforward, or is it something that's taking a bit of time?
It's taking a bit of time. I think a lot of the employees who've been in Dubai for quite some time are used to using sir and madam. I think also you noticed when the younger generation are taking it more easily, but the older staff will take some time to get used to it, I think.
How about your guests? Do you see a difference in, as far as the age of the guests? Do you think the younger sort of visitors prefer to have this more casual way of approach?
To be honest, we're seeing that actually all age groups are really responding to it. And especially you see that leisure guests who stay with us for a few days, they actually really build a connection with the team members. And a big thing we've noticed as well is that, for example, when guests leave comments on TripAdvisor, instead of saying the Sri Lankan guy who helped me at the pool, they're actually using the staff's name as well.
Do you think there's ever a situation where someone comes to the hotel and they kind of prefer their privacy and they don't really want that sort of friendly approach? They just want to get their head down. They want to get to their room. They don't really want to talk to anyone.
Right.
How do you teach your staff to read those types of situations as well?
We do a lot of role plays in regards to that, and we always tell them, if you notice a guest's body language, then we have just talk to them a little bit and then move back. But you're right, it does take a lot of training to get them used to that.
Just finally as well, is this move from your team down there, is that sort of indicative of what guests are looking for at the moment from their hotel stays, a more informal approach to hospitality?
Mm-hmm. I think guests now, yes, they do want an informal approach, but most importantly, they want a personalized approach.
Okay.
And that's where you're seeing also a lot of these new digital add-ons to the hotel industry. It's all about, instant communication. I want you to personalize my stay with you. So I think that's the way moving forward.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I've just been away over the last few days and stayed in a couple of hotels along the way. And it's interesting the number of hotels now that are sort of encouraging their residents and their guests to communicate with them and the concierge through WhatsApp and other things like that. So it's sort of True. Giving you those numbers straight away.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Adil Bessia, thanks very much indeed for joining us live on the show this morning. All the best to you and the rest of the team down there at the Radisson Blue Hotel Dubai Waterfront in Business Bay. And I'm sure a number of our listeners will be heading on down just to see how they are greeted upon arrival.
I hope so too. Thank you very much, Tom.
Big thanks to Adil de Groot there, Executive Assistant Manager at the Radi Blue down there, the latest Radisson Blue here in the city down in Business Bay. And it's going to be interesting, one that we will monitor. Watch this space, because I can imagine that especially given the sort of levels of schooling that a lot of the hospitality staff have done here through hospitality schools, etc.,
yeah.
It's almost one of those things that becomes ingrained in you, isn't it, the Sir Madam approach?
Well, everyone's hugely deferential here, far more than in Europe or in the US, I think. And so I think it is going to be hard for people to step out of that mold. But I suppose it's so key, because once staff have the confidence to address people and sort of raise their eyes up and address people sensibly, then they're going to have the confidence to then make decisions themselves. And to, instead of just waiting for instruction, they'll have the confidence to preempt it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.